1710 North Cunningham, Urbana, and 2202 North Market in Champaign.
Ed Kieser says sunny and 36 today. He'll have details on the weather in 5 minutes following AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Last week's closing of the Champaign County Urban League could bring about a serious lapse in some key areas that it used to administer. They've been co-funded by the Champaign County United Way, which is searching for partners to resume those operations. CEO Lynn Jones says the two most in danger of falling behind are an employment reentry program and one for first-time homebuyers. Jones says it's always a concern when clients can't go to the agency that they've relied on for more than 40 years, but she says those worries are doubled in the wake of the current economy.
I think the need for services is at a peak right now. And we are in the midst of the United Way campaign this fall. And as always, we are hopeful that our fundraising efforts are successful so that we have money to invest in these programs that serve people.
The Urban League chapter also oversaw a community daycare center. Jones says a United Way committee is looking for options to find someone else to co-run such a facility. The Urban League closed last week amid reports of debt of more than $800,000, along with state and federal investigations. Jones says an agency replacing it isn't out of the question once those problems are addressed. Meanwhile, former board president of the Urban League, Lorene Cowan, says the closure brings an opportunity to build a more well-rounded organization that handles human rights concerns based more on intellect than race. As Illinois Senate Republicans attempt to settle on a new leader, that person will need to do more than convince fellow GOP lawmakers that they can improve the minority party's standing in that chamber. The new leader will need to bridge the divide between moderates and conservatives. At least three individuals are vying for the top Senate Republican spot. Frank Watson of Greenville will step aside as he recovers from a stroke. While the Senate Republicans total only 22 members, there are big disagreements in that caucus when it comes to social issues like abortion. Mount Vernon Republican Senator John Jones opposes abortion but says it should not be the deciding issue.
You know, we got people that's pro-choice and pro-life. I just don't want somebody that's going to be pushing those issues either way.
Jones says the next leader should focus on matters like the state's budget. But those on both sides of the abortion debate are already lobbying for their candidates. Lamont Republican Christine Redonio is considered a moderate, but at least two more conservative hopefuls, Hinsdale's Kirk Dillard and Peoria's Dale Risinger, are also in the mix. A decision should come as early as this week, or could come as early as this week. The Indiana Court of Appeals has upheld the constitutionality of the state's In God We Trust license plates. In the ruling, the appeals court rejected a claim that people who buy the plate should have to pay the $15 administrative fee charged for other specialty plates. The court found that state lawmakers acted correctly in creating a license plate classification system that exempts the In God We Trust plate from the administrative fee. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana had challenged the God plates on behalf of an Allen County resident who has an environmental trust plate for which he had to pay extra fees. The ACLU suit claimed the state gave preferential treatment to motorists wanting the God plates, but the court found that the General Assembly's license plate system is reasonably related to the inherent characteristics of the license plates. Police could soon turn over its findings in the case of a former U of I gymnastics coach to the Champaign County State's Attorney. The police say they've executed search warrants on John Valdez's home, computer, and email accounts. Valdez resigned last month after police say a video camera was found inside a private locker room. Valdez also faces a drunk driving charge in Wisconsin. He trained gymnasts for the Beijing Olympics, including U of I star Justin Spring. Organizers of a marathon to be run in the streets of Champaign-Urbana next spring are outlining their plans to city officials this week. Promoter Mark Knutson will appear before the Champaign City Council tonight to talk about the first annual Illinois Marathon set for next April. Last night, Knutson told the Urbana City Council that 750 runners have already signed up. But he says whatever the turnout in its first year, he hopes more will take part in years to come.
The goal is, whether we get 1,000 people or 5,000 people, I need you to understand that the goal is to put on a quality event. Because if we put on a quality event, those 5,000 or 1,000 people will tell 5-10 of their friends, and they will then bring more people, and it will grow exponentially.
Holding the Illinois Marathon would mean some closed streets, and the two cities would have to spend money on extra police. But the marathon is expected to bring money into the community as well. The Champaign County Sports Commission estimates the total benefit to be around $460,000. Newt Knutson says the community is a good spot for a marathon because of flat terrain and its proximity to major cities like Chicago and St. Louis. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay Pierce.
14 years ago, this is hard to believe, 14 years ago, 1994, with all that we're doing with the Internet and people's dependency on it, it was only 14 years ago that the Rolling Stones broadcast a 20-minute segment of their show in Dallas live over the Internet. They were the first major band to do that.
Only 14 years ago.
Only 14 years ago.
We've come that a long way.
It was a huge thing to broadcast audio over the Internet, to stream like that. Now we do it. Yeah, well, our whole radio station does it.
Well, when did you start up the web radio station in